Hare Krishna. This Kartik inspiration is about holy greed. When a man in this world becomes mad with greed, he becomes so totally obsessed with the object of his desire that he thinks about it day and night. Holy greed is something different. It is a spiritual urge which comes deep from the soul and which makes the person who has this type of mood in his heart think day and night about Krishna, about Radha, about Vrindavan Dham. And by it is this holy greed, or let us say intense desire, which opens the door to Krishna Bhakti. Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, who is well known to most of you by his poetry, has written about this. O might, I beg you, leave all the great things of this world, all the persons, all the projects. Leave them far away and go to Vrindavan with love, where there is a divine jewel waiting for you, Srimati Radharani, from whom nectarian streams of first-class devotional feelings emanate. Yes, Srimati Radharani wants to be with Krishna. Nothing else satisfies her. It is her mind which is our example, her personality, her words which are our guiding light in this world. When Akrura went to Vrindavan Dham, he expresses something which I request you to apply as a meditation in your life. He says, simply by the effulgence of Sri Hari's toenails, many souls in the past have transcended the insurmountable darkness of material existence and achieved liberation. In your mind's eye, after this inspiration is over, sit down for a moment, breathe, and then, when your mind is a little peaceful, go to Vrindavan, go to Radha Shyam Sundar's altar, and think about the indescribable light which comes from the toenails of the divine couple, and that will be enough to destroy the darkness of material existence for you. Hare Krishna.